In our next set of news stories, a stolen classic car is found, Sir Keir Starmer has a curry, and a favourite radio quiz show returns. A stolen classic car has swiftly been returned to its owner thanks to the power of social media. Ben Haywood, age 50, was devastated after he woke on Saturday to find that his Citroen 2CV had been stolen from his driveway in Earlham Road. "I'm massively attached to this car. I learned to drive in a Citroen 2CV," said Ben, who purchased the classic vehicle as a 50th birthday present to himself. He contacted Norfolk Police, but also posted the news in the 2CV Club of Great Britain group on Facebook. The post reached hundreds of people, with those using social media platforms helping to spread the news. The car is only one of two with its burgundy colour known to be in Norfolk, and it was found within 24 hours. Ben said, "The police confirmed that the find was almost entirely due to the actions of the classic car community. I'm very grateful to everyone involved in the search." The car has now been returned to its home with only minimal damage.
Sir Keir Starmer was seen out in Norwich on Saturday as he dined at a popular Indian restaurant after watching the canaries at Carrow Road. The Labour leader went for a meal at the Merchants of Spice in Yarmouth Road and after the curry house was recommended by a friend. Sir Keir and his table ordered a selection to share, including monkfish tikka, prawn malabar curry, chicken tikka masala, methi chicken, pilau rice, peshwari naan and a plain naan. Earlier in the day, he was seen at Carrow Road watching the Canaries defeat Sutherland 1-0. Sir Keir, who's an Arsenal fan, joined former Norwich City chairman and ex-shadow chancellor Ed Balls in the director's box. The leader of the opposition's trip to Norfolk came only days after his shadow chancellor, Rachel Reeves, visited the region and comes as political parties prepare for an election later this year.
A much-loved radio show, which was axed by the BBC, is to be reborn on a different Norfolk radio station. BBC Radio Norfolk's popular Treasure Quest show ran for 15 years before it was cancelled by the corporation last year as part of a series of controversial cuts to local radio services. Treasure Quest, which saw listeners solve clues to help send presenters on journeys around the county, was a victim of the cuts, which led to localised programmes now only airing between 6 a.m. and 2 p.m. on weekdays. But now Norfolk community radio station Poppyland Radio is resurrecting the show, and it'll be similar to Treasure Quest, with listeners phoning in or messaging the studio to solve clues that will hopefully lead the Poppyland Radio car to the treasure somewhere in Norfolk.
A beloved entertainment and music venue is closing down after almost 50 years. The Ocean Room in Galston had gone into administration, marking an end to three generations of family ownership. It has hosted everything from live music, discos, club nights and boxing matches to dinner dances, charity events, variety shows, family fun dances and award ceremonies. Blur famously played there. And for many in and around Galston, attending the club was a generational rite of passage. The current operators, Kelly Edwards and her cousin Ben Jay, have called their current situation untenable due to the long-lasting effects of the cost of living crises and the pandemic. Miss Edwards said there had been a huge change in habits since 2020. Our first event back from COVID, which would usually bring in over 700 people, had an attendance of 75, she explained. We have battled to adapt. But Mrs. Edwards said she felt especially upset for her team of wonderful staff. We are like a real family here, with some people having worked for us for over 30 years, she said.
A new megachurch with a 1,250-seat auditorium attracted a remarkable 5,000 people to its opening day. The new £7 million Seoul church building in Heartsease Lane also has a cafe, a 110-place nursery, a soft play area, and a social supermarket to serve 3,000 people. There were even a few famous faces in the crowd as thousands of people from all over the world attended four church services throughout the day on Sunday, the 3rd of March. "This is a place anyone can call home," said John Norman, who is pastor alongside his wife Chantelle. "We want this to be a beacon of hope for the lonely and those in need. We have plans to increase our help and support to those in the local area with more capacity within our supermarket, job clubs, money and parenting classes, community groups and more." The new building sits on the site of the former Norwich Family Life Church, which was destroyed by a fire that was caused by lightning strike at the Mount Zion Family Life Centre in February 2006.
Norfolk Baton Twirling Club, the Galaxy Twirlers, led by Colette Goldsmith, attended the British Baton Twirling Sports Association Region 15 Area Championships on February the 24th. The Dereham-based team took 41 of its members aged between 5 and 16 to the competition held at the UEA Sports Park. The team won a total of 146 awards over the course of the day, including 18 first places, 27 runner-ups, and 15 third places. Looking forward, Galaxy Twirler Kira Goldsmith, also an England representative, and Ella Payton will be heading to the British Open in June. Some team members are also preparing for the Nationals, scheduled for May at Crawley's K2 Arena.
Time now for our third and final feature, which is again read by Dorothy Sneasby.